Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Treble Talk. This is the first show back after the winter holidays.
Yep.
I have in the studio with me Josh Skinner from the original soundtrack.
Hello, everybody.
And we have a guest speaker in today named Nathan Roach.
Hello there.
How's it going, everybody? How was everybody's Christmas and New Year's? What did everybody do?
Great. Not much.
Not much, no?
Work.
You worked?
Yep. Freelance.
Worked on what? Okay.
And radio show, really.
Alrighty. Well, on this first episode back from the Christmas break, we're going to get into some news around Canada, some weird news. Weird news later on in the show, closer to the end. We're going to do an interview with Nathan. He's the guest artist of the week. And we're going to play more music after that. We're going to play some of Nathan's music, all that stuff. First musical break we're going to get into, we're going to start off with All Over Me by Default. Enjoy.
Don't remember to say.
walks merrily down the street with the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, hey. Hey, I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
Everybody, and welcome back to Treble Talk. I am again joined by Josh Skinner and Nathan Roach. So today, first up on the list, we have news around Canada. So apparently a man just turned 100 on Friday, and he's still shoveling his driveway.
That's just fantastic.
I think it's great. I want to be able to do that when I'm 100.
Yeah, me too. I think someone needs to help this old guy, though.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. He seems to have it down. I mean,
that's true. If he's keeping it going, doing right? It.
His name's Harold Schwartz, by the way, if anybody wants to know. He lives in Chelsea, Ontario. I think that's just, I mean, it kind of reminds me of my
Ontario.
Grandfather in a way. Kind of reminds me of my grandfather. My grandfather is 82, or
still
will
shoveling?
Be 82 very soon. And he can run faster than I can. I don't know if that's pathetic or what.
I'm not going to comment.
Yeah, I wouldn't comment either, actually.
Nothing nice would come out of that.
No, I might hurt you. Just kidding. Anyway, yeah, so that's number one on good news around Canada. I'm staying away from the bad news because I don't really like bad news.
We get enough of that from the media.
Yeah, we get way too much of that. Anyway, next on the news, we have a woman in Moncton gave birth to a baby boy in a car during a snowstorm.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always said that. It would be awesome. That's a good story to tell your friends when you're, like, 30.
That's pretty cool, actually. I mean, it's not really something you can stop.
No, not really. You know,
yeah.
So.
It's like, wait till we get to the hospital. Can't even say that to your child. They come anyways.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, I don't think being asked to hold it necessarily applies in that situation, yeah. Right?
According to this news site that I'm getting, it's from canoe.ca, by the way, everybody. So if you want to check out the whole story, go to canoe.ca. Apparently, the firefighters and the paramedics showed up about 10 minutes after the baby boy was born. That's helpful, right?
Convenient. Yeah.
Convenient.
Enough, yeah.
Convenient. Yeah. Hey, they got there, right? I mean, what more can you ask for?
On time.
On time. On time. That would be fantastic.
That'd be my first request.
Yeah. Yeah, so actually, I'm going to play a little bit from Nathan's music here, if you guys all want to hear it. And then I'm going to come back and ask you a few questions about it, if you don't mind. All
right.
So here's the first bit of this mix that I got from Nathan. Hope you guys enjoy it. So that was a little bit of a clip from one of the tracks that Nathan laid down. Do you want to explain a little bit about the genre that this is?
This is a dirty electro house that I don't really hear too often in Canada, mostly from Rio de Janeiro is where this comes from. That artist there was a remix I did by a group called Felguk that's not really very heard of. But
I've never heard of them.
They're starting to gain popularity now. They actually recently did a remix of a Black Eyed Peas song.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
Which I don't know exactly which song it is. I'm not a big fan of the Black Eyed Peas.
Okay.
But I have heard it. It was okay, and they're gaining a lot of popularity. So I decided to include a few of their older pieces into my mix. They're one of my personal favorites.
Oh, wicked, wicked. All right. How exactly do you make this music for the people out there who don't know what's going on?
Well, for making this music, I mean, it really comes down to having the right software and having the right sound. As far as remixing goes, really it's mixed no different than any other music. I have my own personal preferences for mixing. I like to mix multiple decks, so 3-4 tracks in at a time. That one there was actually three tracks individually mixed into there. So it's quite a lot of work goes into putting something like that together.
Yeah, it makes sense. What are the tracks that are in it?
In this mix right here, what you're just listening to there was Side by Side by Felguk. That was mixed on top of an old house track from Defective Records. It actually doesn't even have a name.
Oh, wow.
It is actually that obscure. Also within there is a few more tracks from Felguk. One of my favorite groups, Spencer and Hill. There's a few remixes by myself in there as well. And I would like to say that there was something else in there, but I don't think there was. I think that was pretty well it. Felguk, right. Spencer Hill.
Sweet deal. All right, I'm going to play a little bit more of it, and then I'm going to come back and ask you some more questions.
Okay, cool.
So here's a little bit more of that. So what exactly got you started doing this?
Would go back, I guess, to about 1998. I was way too young, out partying, doing things I probably shouldn't have been doing, in places I probably shouldn't have been at the time. And I wound up meeting some people at a nightclub that we used to go to frequently. One of them wound up being one of my best friends who has been a DJ for almost 30 years. I expressed an interest. He wanted to teach, so over the last almost 12 years, that's been the focus of my creativity, I guess you could say.
Where exactly do you play your music?
Friends' parties. I've played at a few clubs. Nothing major. Just having a good time, right?
Makes sense.
It's more of a hobby, a personal interest. I'm sort of getting into producing music now more than mixing music.
That's cool.
Which is winding me spending more time reclused rather than going out and partying like it was when I was DJing more.
Yeah.
DJing has definitely been, the most important activity for me for a long time.
All right. So did you ever think about maybe doing it as a profession at one point in time or your career or...?
I have, yeah. I've thought about doing it. I have done a few parties where, I was actually hired as the DJ to do this party, which
was... And you got paid to do
it?
That's cool.
And I got paid to do it, yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
Had to MC the party, had to, bring all my own equipment, get everything set up, try and be as professional as possible.
Yeah.
Which, isn't always that easy. Starting off spinning in the clubs is very different than the type of DJing that I guess I would be looking to do as a job.
Mm-hmm.
It is something that I definitely pursue as a career. Absolutely.
That's wicked. And you said you wanted to, now you're looking at producing music. What type of music? Is this the same type of music you're looking at producing, or do you want to just produce whatever comes to you?
I prefer to keep with the type of music. I guess what you're hearing right now, you'd call it electro or whatnot. But I also do produce breaks music as well, as some hip-hop beats. That's been something I guess more of my friends and the people that I hang around with in my circle of friends are more interested in that type of music. I'm one of the only people that I know in my close circle of friends that even really understands electro music.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So I've always tried to cater to both sides.
Something different, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One day I would like to make a mix of the two and sort of get an electro sound.
That'd be
with
great.
A hip hop.
Try it out.
Right?
Yeah, that'd you be know? Wicked. Actually, I would listen to that.
Yeah.
I'd listen to this. This is awesome. All right, guys, we're going to take another musical break. We're going to start off with Bad Medicine by Bon Jovi. Enjoy.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm not done. One more time. With feel.
Got it. up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong?
Loud. And maybe you
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Treble Talk. In this section of the show, we're going to be talking about some weird news. And there's some pretty weird news out there today. First of all, this is really weird, and I don't know why anybody would do this. Anyway, so in Miami, this isn't just in Canada, by the way, this is weird news everywhere. Again, canoe.ca. In Miami, burglars snorted the cremated remains of a man and two dogs in the mistaken belief that they had stolen illegal drugs. That's...
I guess if they thought they stole illegal drugs and did it, that's fine.
But I mean, shouldn't you be able to tell the difference if you're an illegal drug user? Shouldn't you be able to tell the difference between ashes?
I don't know. I mean, like, if you're, you know, high at that point, you probably wouldn't know the difference.
Maybe it was just wishful thinking.
Maybe wishful thinking. But I mean, come on. If you're really that desperate, that's just...
Inhale sugar.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, I'd be really upset if I was the ashes.
If you were the ashes?
Yeah, I'd be so mad. But yeah, I'd be like this.
All right, I could see that.
I was just resting, you know, my own business. And you snort me. Why? Why?
Yeah, that's pretty disappointing.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. Like, I don't know. I don't even know what I would do. Like, if I was the burglars who snorted these ashes, ew. I don't know what I would do after I found out.
You would have to remove yourself from society.
Yeah, definitely. You would have to remove yourself from society, is that what you said?
They would have to.
Honestly, I don't know what I would do. I would freak out, but I don't know to what extent I would freak out.
They would have to remove themselves. That'd be the only logical conclusion.
The only logical conclusion?
Yeah. have to be done.
It's just...
Have to.
So weird, and I don't even know what to say to that. It's... anyway, in other news, a Mountie in Burnaby, BC, has been charged with theft for allegedly taking loose change from a desk drawer in a community policing office.
Wow.
Loose change?
Yeah, I mean, come on now.
Unless it was like a $50 bill or a $100 bill.
I mean, like, loose change. Like, loose maybe change. Like 30 cents.
Somebody stole my toonie.
Not even, that's maybe 50 cents.
50 cents. Even a toonie's loose change. If somebody stole my toonie, I'd be like, darn, I lost my toonie. But I wouldn't go all out and say, arrest that man, he stole my toonie. Now I'm going to miss Toonie Tuesday at KFC. You know.
And it's a Mountie, too. So yeah. I mean, you're thinking, are they not paying these guys enough, really?
That's one question.
My question is,
are
there not worse crimes they could be, you know, prosecuting?
You'd think.
Instead of going after someone who stole toonie or whatever.
I don't know. Apparently, the officer who has been on force for 2 years allegedly took some change on numerous occasions.
Who cares?
But, I mean...
So he's a repeat offender here.
Apparently. Oh, he stole my quarter. And that was a special quarter. I was keeping it. I was keeping that for...
I just...
Purposes. Historical purposes. I was keeping that quarter. So what if it was an Olympic 2010 quarter? Come on.
That's...
Even then.
I don't know. I'm being sarcastic, by the way. By the way, listeners, I'm being sarcastic. Anyway, I think that's absolutely ridiculous. That's all in weird news.
Well, I may have found something interesting.
Oh, you may have found something interesting? Let's go.
It's a video, actually, but it's about a clerk who chased off a robber with a samurai sword.
Nice.
I think that's just amazing.
Do you want to play the video, and we'll just...
Yeah, we can play it.
There you go.
One sec. It's loading. It's on MSN video, by the way.
Okay. Sorry. There it goes.
We begin on the internets with a new perspective on things in case you ever wanted to know what an arrow sees when it's shot. Here you go.
They put camera on a mic on a... I don't even know what I'm saying, apparently.
They put a camera on an arrow.
The entire way,
finally hitting the target, bringing the dizzying...
A camera on a bow and arrow.
Conclusion. The video really gives the idea.
Well, where's the video I want to
show you what the arrow sees when it's going, and it's kind of weird, actually.
Yeah,
the arrow looks like it would be quite dizzy.
Yeah.
Nobody hurt this time either, but it allows me to make the obligatory that driver must have been in a hurry to get his slushy.
Oh, wow. In this video, a driver in driving a Mercedes smashed into a convenience store of some kind. Or a drugstore, I don't know.
Self-parking
I think he missed that drive-through window there.
Yeah. Or the brake pedal.
Here's the video.
Suspect claims to have a gun, attempts to walk around the counter there to take the money. That is when the clerk uses the old school approach to a new age problem by taking out his samurai sword that he keeps under the counter. Apparently the suspect reminded him of Buck Henry.
In this video, for those who can't see,
because it's just funny. The guy just like charges those guys with a sword.
The clerk is literally chasing this robber out of the store with a samurai sword.
What I want to know is, where did he get the samurai sword, and why does he have it in his store? Was he selling this as an item in his store, or was this from his personal collection?
I would too.
If I had a convenience store, I would sell a samurai sword. I sell katanas. They're nice.
They're
beautiful.
See, if I owned a convenience store, I mean, I guess for protection, but wouldn't you think more practically would be a gun?
Harder to get in Canada than the States, though.
Yeah, true.
Apparently it's easier to get samurai swords.
Yeah, it's easier to get a katana.
Get samurai swords. I've seen them many places. Yeah, like, if you go to Pickering Markets, they're...
They have a store in Square One in Mississauga that you can just buy a sword, buy katanas, whatever weapon you want.
They exclusively sell swords.
I'm pretty sure they do that at the Town Center, too. I don't know. There's a lot of stores that do that, actually.
Yeah, they sell swords.
It's pretty cool, because they are, like, interesting if you just want to have them to hang up on your wall.
Yeah.
It's pretty neat as just an accessory, but...
But you know what? I think it's better that way, because no one's expecting that, really. If they have a gun, no one's expecting to pull a sword.
It's pretty intimidating.
Yeah,
right?
Like, oh my god, sword, they'll run away.
Yeah, what am I gonna do with this? You just pulled a samurai on me.
Exactly.
I'm gonna run that way now.
Exactly.
You're gonna
you
cut
don't
my
see
head
it coming.
Off. No, not at all. Alrighty, guys, that's it for weird news today. So we're gonna cut to another musical break. Coming at you is "The Dirt Whispered" by Rise Against.
That only asked for more, and so it just because you're feasting well. And she made me talk to her in a pink hotel. It doesn't mean she's got eyes on me. She might just want my bone to see. And if I hit, no, you get mean. She's the second best killer that I ever have seen. And don't come much more sick than you. I can go on if you want me to. It's just so wrong, so very nice. And I told you once, then you killed me twice. Saw you one time on the back of the club. Chewing on glass on the ticket stubs. So I heard you kill the boy till he bled. And you stood and said, oh my god, till she said, ba-da-ba-ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
I'm going to get to a request portion of the show. This song is called Hello by Martin Solveig and Dragonette. This is for Megan Kennedy.
Gentlemen, it is a pleasure to be here in Paris, Roland Garros, for a Grand Slam action.
The match of the day, Martin Solveig against Bob Sinclair. Martin would like to check the mark, but apparently the referee has made his call.
Wait a second, it seems another player is coming to Solveig's rescue. It's Novak Djokovic. Now this is truly unbelievable. Now the referee will give his verdict.
It's in.
Game is on again.
Something else in mind, Nelson.
All right, I'm going to switch it up a bit for you. Here is some David Bowie for a friend of mine, Carly Windebank. Modern Love.
Mm-hmm.
And last but not least, on the request segment, I have Savior by Rise Against for Stephanie Serino.
It kills me not to know this, but I've all but just forgotten what the color of her eyes were, and her scars, or how she got them. As the telling signs of age rain down, a single tear is dropping through the valleys of an aging face that this world has forgotten. That will put me in my place, and there is no time like a present to drink these drained seconds. But seldom to these words ring true when I'm constantly failing you. Walls that we just can't break through until it disappears. So tell me now, sustain love, and how do we get up? So I don't know. That's when she said, I don't hate you, but I just want to save you.
And welcome back to Trouble Talk. That was Savior by Rise Against. So how's everybody feeling?
Good.
Musicked out?
Yeah.
Do we like the music?
Can never be out of music.
You can never be out of music. I like that. All right, everybody. I'd like to thank you for listening to what is the first episode back after the Christmas break
of
Trouble Talk of 2011. The first episode of 2011. I like that better than mine.
That's what I do.
Yeah, anyway, thank you, Josh, for co-hosting on my show, and
thank you,
Nathan, for coming in and being a guest on the show.
That's fantastic. Thank you for having me.
It's great, and I hope everybody enjoyed his music. Is there any way, like, do you have a MySpace page or anything that everybody can listen to your stuff?
Not yet.
Are you going to get one up?
It's happening soon.
It's happening soon? It's all right, well, let me know, and I will update everybody on how they can listen to your stuff.
Great.
Thanks again, everyone, for listening. Your host, Connie Jean, ending off with Mountain Man by the Koresh Kings. Have a good one, everyone.